Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. The leaves are turning colors, the breeze is getting cooler, and fall is officially in Iowa. But today we're going to take a quick jump forward about 6 months and talk about spring, specifically spring bulbs. If you are looking for color in your yard or garden next summer and spring, now is the time to be planting those spring flowering bulbs, such as tulips, daffodils, and other spring flowering bulbs. The ideal time to plant bulbs is October, so we are right in the middle of that, especially with the warm weather we're predicted to have for the next week or so. It's a great time to get out there and get that dirt working. When planted in October, these spring flowering bulbs have sufficient time to develop a root system before the ground freezes for winter. Depending on how the weather holds, if the ground is not frozen, tulips and other bulbs can be planted as late as the end of November or even into early December and still have time to rest, develop those root systems, and emerge to give you color in the spring. Tulips and most flowering bulbs do perform best in full sun, so do take that into consideration when selecting your site. It should receive at least 6 hours of direct sun per day. Most bulbs also prefer well-drained and fertile soil, so putting them in low-lying areas or wet areas may cause damage to the bulbs that would prevent flowering come next spring. If you're wondering how deep to plant your tulips, these bulbs should be planted at a depth equal to 3 or 4 times their maximum bulb diameter. What that basically means is the bigger the bulb, the deeper you plant it. Tulips and daffodils, some of the larger bulbs, should be planted 6 to 8 inches deep and about 6 inches apart. Crocuses, grape hyacinths, and other small bulbs can be planted about 3 to 4 inches deep and 3 inches apart. The proper way to plant these bulbs in clusters or groups is usually preferred to achieve the greatest visual impact in the garden. When planting tulips and daffodils, you should plant at least 10 or more bulbs of the same variety in any area to get the show of color that you want all at the same time. You should also check and see when the bulbs will be emerging, as some bulbs emerge early, mid, or late spring, and you will want the colors to all be coming up at the same time or in a wave or pattern of some sort. If you have smaller or lower growing plants, such as those grape hyacinths and crocus, you want to plant those in clusters of about 25 or more bulbs for maximum visual impact. One concern or question we hear often from folks is tulips are supposed to be perennial, which means they come back every year. However, many modern tulip cultivars bloom well for only 3 or 4 years, which means they are perennial, but after blooming and dying back many years in a row, they start coming up a little less reliably, kind of wear out, if you will, for lack of a better word. There are several different classes of tulips that will bloom well many, many years in a row, and so these we would call better for perennializing or keeping one spot in color for many, many years in a row. One tulip variety that will do this well are the Darwin hybrid tulips. They are generally the longest blooming tulip hybrid. They're prized for large, brilliant flowers and are available in shades of red, pink, orange, yellow, and white. They bloom on stems up to 30 inches tall and bloom usually around mid-season. Fosteriana tulips, also known as emperor tulips, are also good for perennializing and will come back often many, many years in a row. They are also noted for large elongated flowers. They appear in early spring on 10 to 20 inch tall stems. The foliage is usually green or gray-green. However, there are also a few cultivars that have mottled or striped foliage, which makes for an interesting look in the landscape. Species tulips are generally the longest-lived tulips. Some naturalize when given favorable growing conditions. These would include wild tulip species and cultivars developed from these wild species. They're usually smaller than modern tulips and also have smaller flowers. Species tulips are excellent choices for rock garden areas, the fronts of beds and borders, and they are also sometimes referred to as botanical tulips. So if you are looking to get out and do a little garden work, of course now is the time we often think about cleaning out our gardens and getting them ready for next year through soil amendments, mulch, removing old debris to prevent disease and things like that. But something else you can do to prepare your garden for next spring is get those bulbs in the ground now. Something else that we talk about quite often on this program is many of the parenting and family resources available through Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. And one of those that we refer to quite a bit is the Science of Parenting blog. The Science of Parenting is a blog, webcast, and basically discussion board for parents in all stages of development and parenting of all ages of children. The topic for the month of October is music and the brain. Many parents attend school concerts, pay for band instruments, supervise practice sessions, and in between kind of wonder how all of this is going to impact their children in the long run. Of course, we do know that there are benefits, and we're discussing many of those in the Science of Parenting blog this month in October. Our human science specialists in family life will discuss music learning, the skills that music teaches, how those skills transfer into other learning, and how parents can share their own love of music with children of all ages. According to our family life specialists, we do know that music helps children build skills and develop their brains. Learning music helps improve concentration, coordination, and self-confidence in children who are involved in learning music. To participate in the Science of Parenting blog, you can go to Iowa State University Extension and Outreach webpage and just search Science of Parenting. You can connect through the blog. Our specialists will be adding tips and discussions on the blog throughout the month. There's also a 4-minute podcast that introduces the topic, and parents are welcome to join the conversation, share their thoughts and experiences, as well as how they handle parenting responsibilities. Many of the previous topics that we have mentioned in the past are also archived on this site if parents want to look through those resources. Of course, for more information on any topics and resources available from Iowa State University Extension, we encourage you to give us a call at the Extension office, 712-243-1132. Stop in the Extension office at 805 West 10th Street, right there on the fairgrounds in Atlantic, or find us online anytime by Googling Cass County ISU Extension or following our Facebook page for the latest updates. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension office.